Welcome to the Do Zone, where entrepreneurs go to get things done. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Each week, I bring on experts from a variety of backgrounds to share their secrets on how to optimize performance so you can take massive action and crush your goals. The Do Zone is sponsored by Fast Track Funnels, the new way to bring in consistent daily sales for your business in 2025 without cold outreach or burning cash on ads. We use this method with a brand new business to generate more than $100,000 cash collected in less than 30 days. You can download the free step-by-step blueprint that shows exactly how we did it at getconversions.net. Once again, that's getconversions.net. Today's guest is John Kassman. He is a real estate entrepreneur who has partnered with busy professionals to invest in over $100 million worth of apartments. John also consults active multifamily investors to help them start or grow their business. He hosts the Multifamily Insights podcast, formerly Target Market Insights, and the co-creator of the Midwest Real Estate Networking Summit. John, welcome to the Do Zone. Tell us something you believe is the key to getting stuff done that most people wouldn't think of.
Hey, Josh, thank you for having me. Listen, when I think of the key to getting stuff done, this may seem super obvious. I'm gonna get a little bit more granular, but it's being crystal clear about what you're trying to get done. It's very easy to get caught up in the minutiae or into putting out fires, and the work that's important but not urgent doesn't get done. It gets left behind. So be really clear on what it is you're trying to do. So, for instance, when I think about my business, it really comes down to two things. It's finding deals to invest in, and it's raising capital from investors so we have the funds to buy these apartments. So when I think about productivity and getting deals done, I really need to make sure every day we're focused on those two tasks. So each day we kind of are looking at deals that are in our pipeline, deals that we've underwritten, deals that we need to underwrite, and making sure we kind of hit kind of a benchmark for that. And then on the investor side, making sure that we're talking to investors, we're getting leads, we're getting folks who are interested, and we're having those conversations. So really making sure that you are focused on the right revenue generating activities and that you have some key metrics in place and time set aside to focus on these activities to start out your day. That is the thing, one of the best things you could do to stay productive.
Yeah, well said, and really focusing on the things that need to happen. And you can take actually have a lot of experience with multifamily, and we can dig into that in a moment. But for those who are not real estate investors, who do not buy apartment buildings, the same rules apply, because what John just shared here is, hey, there's two things that we need to do to make this business grow. We need to find deals, and we need to find investors to put money into those deals. Everything that we are doing throughout the day needs to be focused on one or the other of these tasks. And so I want you to think about, how would this apply to your business? What are the one or two things that you really need to be doing to grow and maintain this business? And a lot of that is going to be deals, or leads, and conversion opportunities. And if we are focusing on putting together leads and putting together conversion opportunities, where it's like I'm taking my lead and saying, I've got something that I can give you, then you're probably going to end up okay, unless you're just terrible at sales or something, and then you got other problems. Let's talk about, let's dive into this. We don't have a ton of real estate investors come on. And so let's dive in a little bit about investing in real estate as a kind of hedge against inflation, and also as another source of passive income. Let's talk about it at a broad level, and then let's boil it down specifically to multifamily and why you think that that's one of the better options.
Yeah, so listen, I think real estate investing is one of the best vehicles to create wealth and to preserve wealth that's ever been created. And one of the things that's clear to, or important to understand is how real estate actually works. And I learned this kind of the hard way. To give you a little background, before getting into real estate, I was in corporate America, worked a W-2 job, was in advertising and marketing, did a lot of great campaigns. And one day when I'm working in corporate America, I get a phone call from our New York office. And it's my counterpart, and he's asking me, "Hey, what's going on there?" I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And he ends up telling me that they, I don't know who they is, but they came into the office and they're seizing assets. They're taking computers, they're taking fax machines. And I'm like, "What do you mean?" I end up calling a CEO, In short, there were some payment issues. The company ended up going through bankruptcy. I just had a newborn baby, a few months earlier. So I'm trying to figure out what in the world I'm supposed to be doing. So I had already started investing in real estate, but I didn't create enough passive income through real estate to take care of my living expenses. So that's really what made me realize there's different strategies. And the first thing I want your listeners to understand is real estate investing doesn't have to be limited to being a landlord or to flipping houses. There's private equity, you can do private lending, you can do hard money lending, you can be a passive investor in syndication deals, you can do note investing. So there's a ton of different strategies. The thing that's important is to find a strategy that works for you. So I invest in multifamily real estate where we buy larger apartment buildings, we pool resources or pool money from other investors, typically regular working people just like you and I. We take those funds and we go out and we buy a larger property. Because we have more money to buy a larger property, there's scale. We can hire professional third-party property management. So it's not you or I trying to, call a plumber in the middle of the night because we had this issue with water. It's not you or I screening tenants and praying that we found the right person. We are hiring a professional third-party manager. We have someone who is on site, on staff, whose job, 40 plus hours a week, is managing that one single property. So because of that, it actually is easier to manage and it allows us to maybe mainly focus on cash flow and the operations. So that is what we do. I think real estate is a powerful tool to create wealth. I think people generally understand how real estate works, but one thing you may not understand, it's all the different strategies that are out there. So, you can certainly Google all this stuff, but I would say for busy professionals, busy entrepreneurs, if you've got something you're focused on, to then turn to being a landlord is really a poor choice because now you're getting a part-time job that you really don't want and you're probably not equipped for, versus finding ways to invest passively in real estate, which can allow you to stay focused on the main thing you're doing.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that really stand out is most people that are not focused on real estate investing are simply not aware of all the different ways that you can invest in real estate. Because if you watch HGTV or whatever, it's like the fix and flip bros, and there's like 17 variations of that because it's like it's sexy. You go in, there's this busted old house, and then you hit a sledgehammer at the walls, and then magically it's just like it's very cathartic to watch that happen. And so it's a big hit, that theme and that idea, and everybody wants to be a fix and flipper. But that is actually one of the most labor intensive and high risk ways that you can invest in real estate. There are at least a dozen other ways that require no sledgehammers and almost no risk. And one of them is what you're talking about with multifamily. Self-storage, you can invest in mobile home parks, you can invest in RV parks, all of that is real estate. You can just buy a house and rent it to somebody. There's all kinds of different ways to do it. And I didn't even realize, and here's the thing that like really helps you internalize what passive income really means. I had no idea that I was a real estate investor until like years later that I had been a real estate investor. So basically, I had this house, and at the time I had like no reliable source of income. And so I'm like, well, it's just me and my kid, and my kid's only here sometimes, and I got all these rooms. I want to rent them out, and so I rented out like all the bedrooms in my house because like otherwise I wouldn't be able to pay the mortgage. And so I was collecting enough rent to cover the mortgage payment. And then, as that came and went, and as I got out of my financial situation, I like, I let them go. One of them stuck around for like, I don't know, 5 years or something. And he was paying every month. He had actually just like stopped coming, like found a girlfriend or something. But I was still getting a check every month. And I was like, I just realized I'm a real estate investor. I'm getting a check every single month and I do nothing. I don't even have to see the guy, And that's how easy it is. And there were times where that was a lifesaver for me because I hadn't earned enough money to cover my bills, but that check was coming in like clockwork, man. That's where I got the taste.
I love it, man. And listen, that's a strategy, right? That's called house hacking. And there are a couple of ways you can house hack. You can do what you did, which was your own house, and you're actually co-living with these individuals. You can also do it how I started, which was a two-unit building. I lived in one unit, I rented out the other unit. And that's the thing that is so amazing about real estate, is it really comes down to what kind of finances you have, your strategy, your tolerance for risk, your tolerance for people, and all these other factors, and you can find a strategy that works for you. So I think it's something that everyone should at least explore. You may not want to be a landlord, completely understand that. I've actually never met anyone who said, you know what, I want to be a landlord. Like,
Can't
no,
wait for that.
no one wants to be a landlord, right? Some people recognize the value and they're willing to accept what comes with it, and some people decide they want no parts of it, and that's completely fine. But there's a strategy that's right for you. I would just ask you to push a little bit and learn a little bit more about real estate and the different strategies available.
So let's talk a little bit about multifamily specifically.
Yeah.
And this is something that both of us have a lot of knowledge and information on. I've personally had conversations with 10,000 real estate investors or budding real estate investors who were specifically looking into multifamily. Some of them were already investing, some of them were exploring the idea. And so this is where, just I'm going to set John up here to dive into this, because if you don't want strange people living in your house, like, because I don't do that anymore.
Especially with a kid.
It was fine at the time, it was
Yeah.
necessary, but it was like, all right, bye, weirdos. And you don't want to be a landlord, and you don't want to take, 3 o'clock calls, and you don't want to be a fix and flipper and take on all of the risk and hire construction crews. There are many other ways to do this, and one of them is investing either passively or actively in multifamily. And so let's focus for now on the passive side of this, because it's the easiest way for you to get in. Is basically you take some of your cash and you invest it with somebody like John, who will go and find the deals, bring his team, manage the property for you, and send you a check, once a quarter. And then when they sell the property, then you get a big check on the back end. And I'm passively invested in multiple deals right now. And at one point I couldn't even remember, like, what's the name of the property again? I forgot, because I have literally nothing to do with it. I just invested with a team that I trusted to run it, and they're running it great. And I just get checks. So what is the best way that we can consider multifamily specifically? What are some of the benefits of that, and what would it look like for somebody to invest passively?
Yeah, I love it, right? So when you talk about passive investing, first of all, some people would tell you, hey, real estate is passive. No, it's not. Okay. There are certain strategies that are certainly mostly passive, but pretty much every investing strategy has some level of work involved. The thing I love about what you're talking about is all of that work is before you write the check. And after you write the check, the work is done. So there's two ways to approach this. If you don't want to do the work yourself, if you don't want to be the main operator, if you don't want to be the person talking to the property management company or talking to the contractors or doing the property management or doing the construction yourself, then there's two strategies you can look at. One is doing a JV deal where you're going to invest along someone else who's going to be active. In that JV, you're supposed to really be active as well. You're supposed to be working with that other person. Maybe they're doing a lot of the day-to-day work, but you're talking to them on a monthly basis. That's a strategy that's going to allow you to do some smaller deals, but more than likely, you're going to still be somewhat involved there. The other approach is to truly be passive, and now you're going to invest in something called a syndication. And again, that's just a fancy way of saying you're going to be truly passive and you're going to invest with another group that's going to be active. They're going to be the ones who find the deal, manage the deal, hire and fire property management companies. They're going to be overseeing whatever the business plan and the execution of that business plan is for that project. And in return, you're going to get passive income or distributions on your investment. So it's a great strategy because one, your work comes in vetting the deal, vetting the operator. Who do you want to invest with? Who can you trust? That's where your work comes in. But once you take a look at a deal and decide this is the one, once you wire the funds, there's nothing else that you have to do. A good group like our group, we're going to send you monthly updates. We're going to tell you what's going on with the property. We're going to send distributions based on the accordance of the business plan. We're going to let you know what's going on there. And then we're also going to send you your K-1 or your tax documents at the end of each year so you can have that to file. One of the beauties of doing this kind of investment is you get all the perks of owning real estate and none of the headaches from managing it. So you get a K-1, you get the ownership distribution, you get the depreciation that you can take, all these great tax benefits. But again, you're not the one that's dealing with property management. You're not the one dealing with the construction. So this is really attractive for a lot of people who recognize real estate can help them achieve their financial goals, but they may not want to be a landlord themselves. So if that's kind of the way you're thinking about it, real estate syndication, a group like ours, is something you should be considering.
Yeah, and it really is that simple. If you are making a decent income, you've got some capital set aside, and you don't know what to do with it, then putting it in with passively with a team like John's starts to make a lot of sense. And in fact, my experience with multifamily is I worked with a multifamily syndication is what's happening here. We are syndicating the investment across multiple investors so that we can go and buy a, 1 to 200, 300 unit property that may cost 10, 20, $30 million, but our investors are putting in $50,000, $100,000, something like that, and we're just pooling all of these investors together to do it. And so I have been working with that for many years, and I got to a point to where I had a bunch of cash sitting in my bank account, doing nothing but losing value. And I had to do something with it. And it had never occurred to me, I work with a multifamily investor, oh, I should probably invest in some multifamily. And so that's what I did. I put that extra cash into a property. That was years ago. And we're at the point now to where they're now going to sell that property. And I'm going to get probably twice the amount of money that I put in is going to come right back to me. And so they held it safe for me for a few years, and now I'm going to get it back, and then I'm going to get it back again, in the form of gains. It's one of the best ways that you can put your money to work for you without having to actually turn the crank. And
Yeah.
go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I think the other thing here is, if you're considering real estate or thinking about, if this is right for you, a couple of key factors. You mentioned that your money was sitting in cash, losing value. And that's something some people don't think about. Inflation is just crazy high right now. I think last time I checked, it was like 4% or something like that. But when you have inflation that high, that means you're losing 4% every year. So you would need to make 4% just to break even with your purchasing power. So you can't afford to just let it sit there. It is literally dwindling in value at this point. So you need to find something to invest in. You can invest in syndication deals. Many folks, I know one of the things we always strive for is our goal is to try to double an investor's capital over a 5 or 6 year hold on many of our projects. It's not guaranteed. Certainly it's not something that, there's a lot of legalities I'm supposed to tell you about right here. A lot of disclaimers, but that's kind of what we look for, right? We look for deals where we can project that, hey, over a 5 or 6 year period, can we come close to doubling an investor's capital? So when you think about your options to invest, that's something you may want to consider is, okay, what are the good investments that I can get into? But then also you're investing in something that exists, that has a track record. You can pull the last 2, 3 years of operations and see how much money has this property made. So unlike investing in a great stock or a startup, you're investing in something that's a brick and mortar building. You have contracts with residents, annual contracts at that they're going to pay X amount of dollars in rents. And everything we're doing is based on that. We have plenty of market data on where we think we can get rents, what kind of renovations will be needed, or what do we need to do in our business plan to get those rents. So it's not like other businesses or other investments where there is a ton of speculation. Housing is something that AI cannot replicate. You know what I mean? Like technology cannot make someone no longer need housing. So this is something that is really technology proof. I think it's recession resistant. So it's something that as you're looking at your investments, it should be a part of your portfolio in some capacity.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense. And so, where can we go to learn more about what you do and get involved?
Yeah, I think one of the things that, investors always need to do is understand how to evaluate these deals, right? I mentioned all of the work comes up front for you before you invest. So what we did was we put together a guide, 7 questions to ask before investing in apartments. So these are questions you absolutely must ask about the deal, the operator, and the opportunity. So if you want to check that out, you can go to kasmancapital.com/7 questions, and you will find that free guide available right there.
Excellent. Well, hey, we're going to wrap up from here. Thanks to John Kasman for coming on and sharing a little bit of wisdom about how he gets things done. For those of you who want to learn more about investing in real estate, specifically multifamily, you can go to kasmancapital.com/7 questions. And hey, if you're out there juggling chainsaws or bench pressing elephants, or you're just taking a nice stroll on a Sunday afternoon, snap a selfie, tag me at JT Literally. Show me what you do while you're in the do zone. And one more time, if you want daily sales and a full calendar of prospects who want what you have, download the Fast Track Funnels Blueprint for free at getconversions.net. That's it. Let's get to work.